looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Everyone, welcome to Light on Living and another fabulous Monday. They are my favorite days. I'm here with my co-host, Tomas Garza, today as we do our second show. So first of all, hello, Tomas. You're here.
Well, hello. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, it's great when we get to do shows together because you bring this additional element of guided meditation that I so, you know, I'm getting spoiled because I get to enjoy it too, but then we get to share that with all the listeners, and we always have such fun topics.
Yes, we really do. This one's great.
Yeah, this one we've had fun kind of creating. I think you might have had a little more fun, but I've been seeing. So let's announce. I'm going to announce the theme of today's show because as everybody's listening, they know that Light on Living is all about giving them reasons to feel better. And I know that when people experience our theme topic today, you do feel better. There's this really cool thing about it. So everybody, today's topic is synchronicities. And Tomas, when we were talking, that came up. And just share with everybody why you and I both kind of lit up and went, oh, we need to do that. That's a really cool thing. What was your feeling about that right away, your hit?
My first hit was, yes, this is perfect. And it's perfect timing because we're experiencing, I'm experiencing personally, a cluster of these events all taking place in a series of events. It's just all going on at once. And my first hit was, well, what a perfect topic to discuss, because this is something that happens that people don't often pay attention to, but maybe they should.
Yes, they're not just pass it off of something happening. Everybody listening to just a wonderful friendly reminder, and this is where I think this is helpful for you, Tomas, is Tomas Garza is actually the author of a book called Decide. And Tomas, when you were writing that, I'm sure there was, you know, you were in one state, and now we always step into this new world, and I'm feeling like these synchronicities showing up in your life are going to lead to even more books than you thought.
Yes. Yes, I think they will. And what seems clear is what I don't know is that it's going to be in a different direction than I previously imagined, because things just continue to unfold slightly differently than I'd envisioned. And I think we can all relate to that. We
yes.
think things are going to go one way, and then the universe has other plans for us.
Yes. Actually, that's really neat you brought that up, because a lot of people think, see, something doesn't happen. And then what do we often say? Well, it just wasn't the right time. Like, things didn't line up. Or I'm trying to think of like those things that people say. But it still is important to have a vision of the way you think it would be, because we're holding that intention of that, like, you on your journey of an author and a meditation teacher and these things. But as you said, like, do you think it's you... Let's use you as an example. Would
okay.
you think that it's you're not ready for it, or you're just not in alignment, like you haven't lined up with things for timing, or you're just not noticing, like you said, the word noticing, the things showing up for you?
Well, I think that what people commonly experience is it's really easy to see these things, and we're going to talk about them later on the show, of course, but it's common for people to see these and have these experiences and then dismiss it. And that mm-hmm. could stem from simply being overwhelmed by busyness in our daily lives, or not really wanting to go deep with it, because there might be mm-hmm. more of a message to it. And as far as the timing of everything, the timing's going to be what it is. And I personally think it's wonderful and exciting to see things go in completely new directions. And it's often a direction that we never imagined it would go in.
Yeah, it's bigger than us kind of thing. Like we can,
yes.
we can only plant the seed and then it goes in this crazy tree, you know?
Right.
I like that you said about notice. I was listening. I always listen to a little, whether it's meditation or just something of inspiration in the morning. And it's so funny because I was outside. And when I'm outside, there's so, well, I'm going to use the word, there's so many distractions. They're pleasant, but there's a bird doing this, a squirrel leaping over and making sounds in the tree there, or the cats. And I thought, oh my gosh, distraction. Like, I wonder if we miss synchronicities because we're distracted, or maybe we are supposed to be distracted from some of them. So I don't know. What do you think about distractions?
Well, I think that they happen, obviously. We all, right? We all experience them. And it's so much easier in 21st century life to be distracted than it was before all of the advanced technology. All people have to do is pick up their cell phone and they can randomly scroll and mindlessly scroll for hours and stay on Twitter for 3 hours at a time if they so desire. And there's just so many things that take us away from the present moment. There's so many things that take us away from that. And I think that it just is what it is in modern life, and it just demands, in my experience, a more attuned, a heightened level of awareness to notice when I'm being distracted. I mean, there's nothing right or wrong about it. Mm. It simply happens. It's like trying to sit for meditation and finding that your mind is racing, thinking about something else, which is neither good nor bad. It just sort of comes up.
Right. I like that. It does. It just comes up. And I like how you remove the judgment for everybody. Because, like, I know when people first hear, oh, we're going to be doing a meditation, you know, Tomas is going to lead one. And I really appreciate the guided meditations. But we also do just often can just, what is that word when you toss it aside? Oh, what is that word? I can't remember the word.
Dismiss or something?
Dismiss, thank you. Yes, that's the perfect word. We often dismiss something like a meditation because we think, well, I can't. I just can't quiet my mind. I can't start noticing things. I've got too much going on. I think we miss out on so many of the we're going to be talking about four types. There's way more, but we're going to be talking about four types of synchronicities. And you guys all listening will go, oh, I didn't even think of that as being a synchronicity. So Tomas, do you want to share the name of like the title of the four that you picked, or we'll just go through one at a time? What do you think is best?
Well, we can go through one at a time. I mean, for the listeners, Lisa and I talked before this, and we decided we'd pick four different types, and of course, there are more than that. I think it might be fun just to go through them one at a time so people can relate if they can connect with it, if it resonates with them.
Okay, great. Okay, I'm going to let you pull the first one out of the hat here. Which one do you think people are feeling right now?
Well, actually, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and go in numerical order. And it's in no particular order in terms of what's going on presently in my own life. As a listener, you may be experiencing one more than another, or none, or all of them at once, wherever you find yourself. The very first one on my list is a deja vu, which is very common for people.
Yeah. That word, even deja vu, people, I think they kind of get what, like, they're like, oh, I just had deja vu. But I don't know that many people even give it much more thought. Like, what is it? Like, what the heck is going on? Why did that happen? Why did it happen to me? We just kind of feel, I don't want to say weird. We feel maybe even delighted or happy or weird or freaked out. But like, yeah, let's unwrap deja vu.
Right. It's so common. And I can actually relate to the experience of deja vu being weird, because I've experienced it throughout my life. And I'm 48 years old. That's a lot of deja vus, actually. I mean, it really is. And it's really, really always very interesting. It's very interesting to me because I wind up thinking and asking myself, okay, why am I experiencing this? And I have this sensation that I've done this before, or I've spoken to this person before. I've had this same thought, this same feeling before. And where and when and why is this happening? And those are questions that I think when people are distracted, it's really easy to dismiss, to say, oh, it's nothing.
Yes.
But maybe it is more than nothing.
It's like a weird, like, yeah, I think that's the thing, is that we often think, is it, am I having this deja vu experience because I have been here before, or is it about like a, you know, like, yes, I'm trying to, I remember the times I've had deja vu, and it's almost like it takes over your body a little bit. It's like, it's a very vibrational energy field type of synchronicity.
Yes, I can relate to that. And I'm sure listeners, maybe you can relate to that too, if you've had a bunch of these or if you're experiencing them right now. And what I think about that is that all of these synchronicities, and we'll talk about other types, but deja vu is included in this, it just shows, it gives us a taste of our divine nature, because a deja vu clearly seems to be happening outside of time. It feels, when I've had it, to be happening outside of our conventional sense of linear time, as in 1 second, 1 moment after another in a continuous line, because we're sitting there having this experience, whatever it is, thinking, okay, I've done this before. I'm experiencing it now. Am I experiencing a different period of time? Why am I having this? And it clearly operates to me, and maybe it's not so clear to people at the time, especially if distracted, but one of the things that I really want to point out here to the listener is that there are messages in that if you choose to take a step back and say, okay, why am I experiencing this?
That's so cool that you said taking a step back, because I literally was, I love imagining what, when you're saying something like, so I was thinking about, you said outside of time. And so then of course I imagine time being a container and getting outside of it and then going, well, there's stuff going on there. And yeah, it does raise that question, like just time. We talked about divine timing, and I'm just wondering now, is the time, or whatever the word, the being of in the now, I wonder if that's what they mean when they say divine timing. It's in the now.
Well, yes, it is, because really that's the only time that exists, and we spend so much time, and listeners, you probably can relate to this, because we're all human and we're all having this experience where we spend a lot of our time either rehashing the past or thinking about the future. You could be thinking about what you're going to have for lunch tomorrow or next Friday, or if you have a big meeting coming up this week at work, you're thinking about that, or you're rehashing the past, saying, in this situation last weekend, I should have said X when someone approached me about a certain subject. I could have, should have, maybe would have done this, and how would it be differently? And even though our minds are occupied with past and future to a large extent, we're thinking about it in the present moment.
You just gave me the really coolest. Okay, I've got a question. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so of course we're end of October here, pretty much the end. And of course, when you said about thinking of something in the future, so I was like, oh, Christmas. I was thinking about Christmas dinner because you were talking about food. And then I was like, okay, wait a second. Maybe deja vu, and I'm just throwing this out there, is us thinking about something, like anticipating or worrying, whichever, something in the future so much that when it does happen, we've already created it so that when it does happen, so Christmas shows up, I've thought about Christmas dinner so much that when I step into that place, I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I've already done this. Is that because I've already created it in my experience, do you think? Is that my, I don't know.
Well, I think that's valid. I think that there may be people that can really relate to that, because to me, in my experience meditating and teaching meditation and just having experienced all these forms of distraction multiple times in my own life, our minds create our experience.
Yes.
And a good example of that is, I would ask people, okay, what is your current mood? If you walk outside your front door with a scowl on your face, you're going to create negative energy when people run into you. At worst, somebody's going to want to say something nasty to you or pick a fight, or at best, they're just going to want to get away from you. And by contrast, if you go out smiling and feeling kind, feeling loving, compassionate and open and warm, then you will get smiles from people on the streets. They'll tell you hello, and it's much less likely that you're going to have a negative experience. So that's just a one example of how our minds really create our experience. So I would say the situation that you talked about with Christmas and Christmas dinner may happen to a lot of people.
Right. Yeah. I like that you said that. I'm going to quote that for everybody too, is our mind creates our experience. And as I can go digging back into my little bag of goodies there, is that the mind creates experience, and then our emotions are the indicators, you know, and telling us like whether we're on a good path or a track for us of what we're trying to experience and have and be. And you may just wonder about deja vu. So if, can we, because you meditate, so this is the thing. I do believe that people who meditate regularly, and I'm guilty of not being one of them. I do it, but just not regularly. It's not a practice for me. But do you think people can, I don't want to say enhance, but create more experiences like deja vu through meditation or because of meditation or with meditation?
Yes, I do. I do, and it may be in an indirect way. I think that if people approach a practice of meditation wanting to have a certain experience, then just the way it all works will mean that that's not going to happen, right? Ooh, if we want to do a specific thing, if we want to, say, achieve a certain state, in my experience, and I've been doing this almost 35 years, since the mid-1980s. And the more you want to create a certain experience in meditation, the less likely that is to happen. It just has to happen organically, so to speak, to come on its own, in its own timing.
Divine
timing.
And speaking of divine timing, we are going to sneak away to commercials, but everybody, you want to come back. We're going to talk about three more kinds of synchronicities and experience a guided meditation with Tomas Garza.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
We have all read about or heard about becoming more spiritual, about working with our energy, the awakening, the shift, about being our authentic selves, living our purpose, reaching our true potential. The challenge doesn't lie in the knowledge, it lies in the execution. The struggle becomes connecting to that limitless self-healing part that each one of us has and gaining control of who we truly are. Hi, I'm Dr. Reverend Aisha Hogan, and you are invited to join me on a master's practice on Om Times, Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard and 11 a.m. Pacific Standard.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Wonderful. We're back. Hello, guys. You are here. We are, Tomas Garza and I are hosting this wonderful show. I'm so happy here. I'm your host, other host, Lisa Berry. And Tomas, I wanted to just take a moment before we jump back into synchronicities and divine timing to share two things with the listeners. One of them is that you have authored a beautiful book, a very helpful book called Decide, and I would love for you to share just a little bit about that book, how it helps people and why they want to get it, and a big announcement that you are going to soon have your very own show coming up on Own Times, and I'm so excited, so congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's really exciting.
Yeah, this all started not with the book, but the book was one of the steps. So with the book Decide, I would love for you to share just people with that, because I think a lot of synchronicities do happen for people to even make a decision and to get there.
Yes, that's very true. And speaking of the book, this is something that I've published. It's the first book that I've ever published after years of thinking about it. I experienced, as a meditation instructor, I began to experience last summer teaching a class up in Oregon, a lot of energy around making a decision and the power that resides in making a decision. And I would hear from people all of the time what we might call limiting stories. Some people call them excuses, but these are things such as I can't, or it's just not for me, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too broke, I'm too wealthy, whatever it is for somebody. I heard a lot of those, and all of a sudden there was just a lot of energy for me around putting together a manual of those for people, some of the most common ones. And what I figured would really benefit people is, number one, to recognize that they're getting in their own way by telling themselves this limiting story, and secondly, having something to focus on to believe instead of that, so you can replace a limiting belief with something that's more uplifting and more transformational, more constructive. And I really wanted to go through those and say what you can believe instead of the limiting story, and what are the benefits of it? In other words, what's in it for you? And I really think that's a great question when someone's taking a look at a book and you've got thousands of different books in front of you. It's perfectly legitimate to say, okay, what am I going to get out of this? What's in it for me? And what it is a bit of a practical manual. And there's a little bit of background behind that, but it was just an absolute joy to write. And that is right now, it's out there. It's available anywhere you buy books. It's in paperback and ebook, and the title is Decide.
It's so easy. I love it. Well, not deciding is easy, but the title's nice and easy to remember.
Yes, that's true.
I love that you touched on it's more of a manual. I really can appreciate that word. My word this week that's been showing up, well, last week, I should say, because this is a fresh new week on a Monday, but was the word instruction. And I meant to post about it. I'm going to do that. But I find instructions can be so helpful when we just don't know, which, you know, we're struggling, we're frustrated. We know there's an outcome that we're desiring, or a change at least that we're desiring. We may not know the outcome, but we need step-by-step instructions. I dealt with the technology issues last week, and I really had to. I was out of practice for receiving instructions, and I was getting really frustrated. Like the energy inside me was actually, I was getting angry, I think, like frustrated. And I thought, wow, I'm out of practice for listening and following instructions. And yeah, so I really appreciate that you're saying it's a manual. Do you find that with people, like we just get out of habit?
Yes, I think we get in habits, and it's not, well, it's easy to remember something like a title, a one-word title, which I deliberately put as an action verb, as in a conscious choice. And by the way, the title of my show coming up is Decide to Transform, with two action verbs, really, because it's an active process. But I guess maybe I'll say some more about that later. But as far as habits go, we get into habits, and they can be either constructive for us or destructive. It can be a rut, or it can be something really, really positive and uplifting. And what it takes to shift those is a conscious choice, not just initially to make a decision to do something, but it's a series of decisions, because every moment of every day we have a decision to make. Are we going to choose in favor of our own positivity, in favor of our own divinity, and in favor of our own higher self, our best self, or are we going to play it small? Right? And we have to commit to that choice over and over again, but without making an initial decision to make a change. Let's say somebody wants to start a meditation practice or a yoga practice, for example, without really deciding. They just kind of dabble, and we all do this as human beings because we have a set of habits and habitual tendencies that are already in place, and it takes a conscious effort to change and replace that. And distractions don't help us in that regard, that's for sure.
Right, and actually, I think that actually it's going to tie in beautifully to the second synchronicity type. But when you make a conscious decision, like, you know, okay, I've decided that for me, it's me. I'm deciding to tackle Zoom. I will learn Zoom. I will be awesome at Zoom. Right, that's my decision. And yet, then I go, okay, well, I need instruction aware. And our second synchronicity, if I may, I just would love to announce it because it's going to fit in nicely here.
Yes, of course.
When we make that decision and it comes from a place of in alignment, right? I'm like, okay, no, I really want to learn Zoom. It's something that's there. Though I swear, somebody who in our second synchronicity is thinking of someone, and then you get a call or a text or you see a commercial for anything. I swear I made that decision, and then the right person shows up all of a sudden messaging me, and I'm like, oh, they're like a Zoom expert. They do Zoom all the time, and they just messaged me. Look at that. And you're like, yay, on track.
Yes.
So I'm going to let you go into that one. So the second type of synchronicity that came, strong to you and me as well, was we have all had this when we think of someone, and then, oh my gosh, the phone, it does, it texts, it lights up, it calls, and or we run into them. What is that about?
Well, it's on one level, I think that if it only happens once, then people can either have one of two reactions in my experience of, oh, dismiss it, or that's weird, or they can appreciate, oh, wow, this really happened for a reason. Right. This happened because, as you said in the example, somebody that wants to learn Zoom, all of a sudden you're maybe scrolling Facebook, you're maybe just browsing online, and then boom, up comes a perfect instructional video or something like that that just gives you what you were seeking. And that to me really illustrates that our minds create our experience. Mm. Because in looking for that, you were putting out a vibration that, hey, I'm looking for this, and you created it. Really, you did. I mean, it appears like it's coming from outside, which is typical of all synchronicities. And listeners, you may know of Carl Jung, the Swiss psychologist that really popularized the term, and he described synchronicities as being what he called acausal, which really means outside of the linear time-space continuum, outside of what we call linear cause and effect relationship, where the result of thinking about someone doesn't appear to come from what you were actually doing. It appears to come from outside, and thinking about somebody and then all of a sudden receiving a text from them or a call or seeing something that reminds you of them, whatever it is, can seem random. It can seem totally
like a surprise.
Random. Very.
Yeah.
Yes, it can seem very surprising, and that can be a shock, or it can be a beautiful, glorious thing. And what I have experienced is, if these happen in a cluster, because synchronicities commonly are maybe an isolated incident, or there could be a string of isolated incidences, say over a period of days or weeks or whatever that is, things that just keep repeating themselves, or it could all seem to happen at once. You could have several of them in a day centered around a particular topic, a particular question, a particular person, possibly. And the question that I would have about all of them is, okay, what does this mean, and why am I having this experience, right? What am I meant to do with this? If it's around a particular person, it's okay. Well, what are we meant to do with this? And it's up to the person experiencing the synchronicities to make a decision to dig deeper. But that's just something that I would encourage people to do. If you're having this just sort of otherworldly, kind of out of body, out of space and time sort of connection to someone or something, then the more you have that, the more likely it is that there's a message in there for you.
Well, there's something about that when you're saying if it's two people, so like obviously if somebody's thinking of something, they call and they show up or something. You know, we were speaking before, something came up about telepathic. There's my word. I'm having words go today. So the telepathic connection. So I'm wondering now, you know, sometimes I'll think of my dad and all of a sudden he'll call or text and I'm like, oh, he must have felt me, you know. So am I, or did he think of calling me and then I felt him thinking about me and then he called, or none of it? It just actually like those, you wonder like the chicken and the egg thing, like who, or just both maybe.
Maybe both, maybe everything. And I think that we're much bigger than we give ourselves credit for. Our minds are much more powerful than we give ourselves credit for.
Oh, I like that. Oh, that's really neat. Yeah. Like, why can't we have, we did that, I did that, you know, and celebrate it.
Yes.
Now that we have to jump into about the third one because they're very similar. But yes, share with us the third one because this is a fun one.
Okay. Yeah, the third one that I have on my list is something that I think we can all relate to. And it's really fun. It's thinking of a song. Let's say that you're driving in your car and you're headed to the grocery store, for example, and you think of an artist or you think of a song while you're driving, and then you get into the grocery store and that song is playing. Right? Or you hear a different song by the same artist that you thought about in the parking lot as you were getting ready to come in or something like that, and it doesn't appear related in any way. And I think we can all relate to this because I've had more of these than I can think of to count, really.
Yes. I have to tell you this funny story. Literally a couple days ago, we'd already chosen the theme for this show, and you know, on Facebook you get friend requests all the time, and so I always, and anybody listening, I always go through and make sure first I don't just accept everybody. I like to be selective and I really want that good vibration going on. So I had a friend. So it was, I don't know, one morning I thought, you know, I haven't heard The Grateful Dead for so long. Uh-huh. So I, you know, pull up one of their songs. And I was like, yeah, this is the feel good stuff. I wonder, gosh, what was their headspace and everything? I was really just thinking about it. That night before going to bed, you know, just, well, not right before bed, because we always like to have a calming down time. But, you know, in the evening, I open up the friend request. There's somebody looked like, oh, that's a good energy. I'll open up. The very first picture was them at the Grateful Dead's a concert back. And I was like, what? Okay, that's crazy. I love that. But, like take that, for instance. Did I know that person was going to make a friend request? Or did I attract them? Or did they feel me looking at the music and then went, hey, or is it just a coincidence? I think that's what people ask all the time. Is it just
I think the answers to – I heard three questions. And yes, are the answers to those. And no, it's not just a coincidence, although it appears that way. And actually, that's a word that we all lean on, because language is by definition limited. It's symbolic. So yes. A word for something is not actually the thing that it represents. It's symbolic. Therefore, we tend to, you know, miss a few things just trying to put a label on something. And it's really bigger than all that. So, yeah, yes, and yes to your questions on that.
Okay, that was really powerful. First of all, I highlight that again. Language is limited and it is symbolic. Oh, that's so good, by the way. and I'm really loving and coming back to when you said about, let's put us back in the power seat. Let's put us back into control and say, yeah, I did it. It wasn't just a coincidence. This has meaning. It doesn't have to have grandiose, the world is changing meaning, but it could just mean like what the whole thing about the show, reasons to feel better. Like I felt better. My spirits were lifted. I just felt more connected to anything because I was like, that's really cool. Like I thought of that and then what? It showed up. And taking credit. Yeah. Thanks, Tomas.
You're welcome. I mean, I think that anything that makes us feel more connected, I mean, to go along with the the purpose of feeling better, connection feels better. If we're
yes.
disconnected, it feels worse than if we're connected in any
yeah.
walk of life.
Yes, yes. Actually, I'm glad you just said that. We have a minute before commercial, and when we do come back from commercial, we're going to jump right into the guided meditation, so you're going to want to stick around. But my one-minute question for you, because I think this is so interesting, is about disconnected. What if we really do feel out of sync, out of alignment, like our timing's off? What would, in 45 seconds, what would be something that we can help to get back into divine timing?
Ah, okay. About 30-second answer.
Oh, we can continue that one too, but yeah.
This is funny because I could talk about this for several hours. Oh, okay. Since I don't have several hours, I'll be really, really brief. First thing, notice that you're out of sync and out of alignment, which isn't always hard to notice that you're out of sync, but what's more difficult is to think about why. And then it's also another step is to make a decision to get back into alignment. So whatever people do, whatever you do as the listener, whether it's taking a 15-minute walk or meditation or yoga, or maybe it's a bubble bath, I don't know, whatever it is for you to kind of recalibrate and reconnect and to feel better, maybe it's just taking two or three deep breaths, whatever that is, it's important to notice that, and then it's important to do it.
Oh, perfect. Oh my gosh. And you did that in great timing, by the way. So everybody, you've noticed that you're out of alignment. You're deciding to get back into an alignment, and then you're recalibrating. All right. When we come back, Tomas Garza is going to lead us through a guided meditation, all reviving around synchronicities.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Way to get to know your partner, yourself, and love more deeply. Download and join today.
Mind connected to the heart, connected to the love, connected to the soul. I'm connected to you, connected to me.
For those times when you're looking for insight and additional tools to living your most elevated life, there's no better place to turn than Intuitive Alchemy Radio. Join me, Laura Brown, each Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations, live on-the-air readings, and tools to help you build your most aligned, most abundant, and most delicious life.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Welcome welcome back, guys, to Light on Living. I am happily co-hosting today's show myself, Lisa Berry, with Tomas Garza. And Tomas, really helpful. I love those steps that you just shared with us before, and I'm going to highlight them again. It is when you're feeling just like out of sync, like timing's not working out for you, things are just not smooth, you're going to notice that, first of all. Of course, that's going to be an easy part. Then you're going to decide to get back into alignment. And that really puts you, I like that, the power seat. You know, you're in the driver's seat, you're all powerful. And then you're taking action. And Tomas, you gave us a couple of things, but I think right now, as you lead us in a guided meditation around getting back into sync and alignment, I think this one's going to help people out a lot. And this is the action.
Yes. Yeah. So it's really great. And the emphasis on making the decision to do something about it is really, really critical. But if you're not aware of the need to do something about it, if you're on autopilot, so to speak, then it's not, you just won't be able to notice mm-hmm. and pay attention to the moments of transformation where you can make that conscious choice. So this is a short guided meditation. I've actually shortened it a little bit for the purposes of the show today, but I'm going to put this on to my website, tomasgarza.com, and it will be available for people if you sign up for my email list on tomasgarza.com. I will send you this particular meditation in its extended form for free. So I just want to make that available to people. And let's just, wherever you are as the listener, whether you're seated or whether you are in bed lying down, wherever you are, just take a moment and get physically comfortable as you can get. And then take a couple of breaths and focus on your breath. Focus on your in-breath and the air coming into your body, expanding your lungs. Feel it coming in and going out. And this is the most basic form of meditation, which incidentally can be as short as one cycle of breath. So breathe in and out. And as you do, notice any physical sensations in your body, wherever you are, what sounds are you hearing? If your eyes are closed, what sounds are you hearing? If your eyes are open, what do you see? And similarly, if your eyes are closed, what do you see with your mind? And just take a moment and notice. It is not necessary to comment on anything that you observe, but the theme of this meditation and all meditations is to just show up and notice, to pay attention. And there is a power in the present moment. We're often thinking of the past or the future, but we're thinking of the past or the future right now. So, if you are experiencing synchronicities in your life, what do they have to teach you? Is there a message in them? And if there is, what could that be? And take a moment as you breathe in and out normally to think about what is showing up right now in your life and what it has to offer you, what it has to teach you, what it has to tell you. What can it be? And also, what can you remember? Because there is a message in every moment. What is it? There is a message in every moment. What is it? And as we think about this, I invite you to continue to contemplate this throughout the day. And as we come out of this particular meditation, just focus one more time on an in-breath and an out-breath at your own speed, in and out, and once more, inhale, exhale. There is a message in every moment. What is it? And that's the short version.
It was a beautiful short version. I think just even taking that moment, a few moments, and you holding space and guiding us to notice, to slow down. I think actually we become more in alignment with time when we slow down. Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting that this worked out perfectly. Of course, synchronicities here is in the fourth type of synchronicities that we've come to. This guided meditation lent itself perfectly to it, which is holding or asking a question in your mind and then getting the answer from a random stranger or seemingly unrelated circumstance.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering, you yourself even, when you're leading a guided meditation, are you able to be in a space to receive as well, or are you delivering?
It's both. It's receiving, because we all know the phrase, and if you're a teacher in some capacity in life, you will relate to this directly. No one learns as much as the teacher, or more than the teacher. That's how, in my experience, we actually learn as human beings, is by giving it away. Mm. We can't keep things to ourselves. So in leading any form of meditation, whether it's a silent meditation or a guided meditation, I'm also receiving the benefit by teaching.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense, actually. Have you ever learned something and then you think you're totally an expert on it because you read the article, and then you go to tell somebody what you read and you're like, oh, wait, wow, I don't really know it as well as I thought.
Yes. I don't know what I'm talking about. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it was something like this, and it, but I love that, because the holding or asking a question, so you've got a question, you've got it, and then all of a sudden you step out and you're, you know, like, I love the grocery store line up there. Like, a lot of things happen in grocery store lines. That would be a good reality show, the grocery store line. and all of a sudden you hear somebody talking behind you, or they say something, you're like, oh my gosh, that totally needs to know. They're talking about where something is, a restaurant, where to go eat something, and you're like, wow, like, how did that happen? Are we making requests to the universe all the time? And then when we happen to be in alignment, then that's when we're just getting these answers?
I think that's the case, yes. I think that we're constantly putting something out there, because our minds are always active. They're active all the time, even when we're asleep. That's what dreaming is. It's active. I mean, our dreams could be very, very graphic, full of detail, and bizarre, seemingly, but our minds are always at work because it's not dependent on the physical body, which needs 8 to 9 hours of rest every evening, whatever that looks like for somebody. The mind is always going. It's just always going, and with this fourth type of synchronicity, it's holding a question and getting an answer from a seemingly random source, which is really outside a cause and effect relationship. And yes. The example that I want to share with everybody was something that I was reading in preparation for doing this show. Is I read an article about a man that was confused about his own love life. He had a couple of different possible love interests and was confused and trying to choose between the two of them. And on his way home from work one day, he was listening to the Eagles on the radio to the song Desperado. And those of you that are familiar with that great song that I haven't listened to in a long time, but I know it well. There's a famous line about the Queen of Hearts and the Queen of Diamonds in Desperado. So he listens to this song on the way home from work, gets out of his car, and there in the gutter, all by itself, face up, is a Queen of Hearts card.
Oh.
And this literally happened to him. And he almost stepped on it, so he had to notice it. It was just right there, right there in his path. And the funny thing is there was no deck of cards around. There were no other cards. And he, of course, took that as a sign. And that was confirmed as he went on to write. About a week later, he went to a bus stop and there was a bench on the bus stop. He sat down and right next to him was a Queen of Hearts card face up.
No!
Yes.
Wow!
This literally happened to him. And it was just sitting there face up. Again, no other cards, seemingly random, seemingly outside of what we would consider cause and effect, because he might have been thinking about something completely different at the time. And then, boom, here you are.
Wow. I also think that fella should maybe play some poker games and blackjack. Face cards.
Yes,
queen show up. That is so, oh yeah, like I got goosebumps. I just love that. Like, that's fun. Those are fun,
yes.
Things that show up and help you in times of, yes, like you said, holding a question or trying to make the decision to have that decide moment. And
right.
Wow, oh my gosh, I love, okay, you saved that. I did not know that. we have just a few minutes left. I'm really excited to share with the listeners because you can obviously see how awesome Tomas is, everybody. He leads beautiful guided meditations, has a great perspective on things. And really, I think you're a great teacher and can help people through a lot of things. And I'm so, so excited for you to have your own show. And if you could just share with people what that title is and do you have a launch date and when people can tune in?
Okay. Yeah, thank you. It's really, really exciting. And I'm very happy to be doing this. I've been told throughout my life that I should be in radio, and now I'm going to do that,
yay,
but with a purpose. Yeah, with a real purpose, which is great. And I haven't really tried to do anything with this since I was in my early to mid-20s, and that was just kind of dabbling around. But the title of the show is Decide to Transform. As we mentioned earlier in the show, it's Decide to Transform, and it is taking people on a deeper dive spiritually or in their own personal transformation. And that will be here on Om Times Radio. We do not have a launch date yet, but that is likely to be sometime during the month of November. However, listeners, you are certainly more than welcome to to tune into my website. That's tomasgarza.com, where I will have all of those details. Mm-hmm. And again, there is an email sign-up form on my site. If you do sign up between now and, let's say, the end of November, I will send you a copy of the long version of the guided meditation that we just experienced here today on the show, perfectly free. But November, it's going to be called Decide to Transform, and I'm very, very excited to share this all with you.
And it's a beautiful, I think a lot of people, thank you for sharing that, Tomas, because a lot of people at the end of the year, like November, December, it, first of all, it can be very magical, but it can be very difficult. And anybody who is challenged a little bit and thinking, gosh, I just want a new life. I just want a new perception, a new world. I think, you know what, that's you, them, your voice calling out and saying, transform, you know, calling on a transformation. So beautiful, beautiful time to do that. And I've had so much fun co-hosting with you. I'm so happy to have you on Light on Living and been able to work with you. And I just love that the listeners have been able to experience you here with me as well. So thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for having me. It's been a lot of fun and definitely a pleasure.
Yay. Okay, everybody, you've got to start with either getting the book, Tomas Garza's book, Decide, and it's all about your transformation, and then get on the list and then tune in and also come back and see me again here. Well, listen to me. We're back every Monday at 12 p.m. noon Eastern. Thank you guys so much. And thank you, Tomas. It's been a pleasure.
No, thank you.
Okay, bye, everyone.